Today, Egypt's President Hosni Mubarak said that Israelis and Palestinians are negotiating a ceasefire, and that if a ceasefire can hold for 4 weeks, the two sides could resume peace talks. Mubarak spoke after meeting with Israeli Foreign Minister Shimon Peres in Cairo. This weekend, Peres is visiting Egypt and Jordan, the two countries behind a new peace initiative for the region. His trip is the first by a senior Israeli official since Ariel Sharon became Israel's prime minister last month. Tonight, Peres travels to Washington for a meeting with President Bush. But the diplomatic contacts come amid an upsurge in violence in the Middle East. From Jerusalem, NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
After meeting President Mubarak, Israeli Foreign Minister Peres said Israel will ease restrictions on Palestinians.
We must pay attention to the situation and mood of the Palestinian people in the territories. We don't want them to suffer. We don't want them to pay a price because of terror and violence. It is because of it that I have informed the President and the Foreign Minister on behalf of the Israeli government that from this morning we are going to take steps, immediate steps, unconditional steps, to facilitate the life of the people in the territories in every possible way.
For example, Israel today announced that 11,000 more Palestinians will be given permits to work in Israel. But Israeli officials say negotiations will not resume until violence ends completely. Israeli Public Security Minister Uzi Landau says Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat has given both his own Fatah organization and Islamic groups such as Hamas a green light to attack Israelis.
Until now, it is quite clear that Arafat is not a partner of peace. But he is basically a partner of Saddam Hussein, a partner of the Hamas and the Islamic Jihad extremists. He's a partner of the Taliban. Well, this is something that one cannot accept. This is not a partner of peace. This is rather someone who adopts the norms of a war criminal.
Palestinians say these kinds of statements just inflame extremists on both sides and lead to more violence. Palestinian analyst Mahdi Abdel Hadi, who heads a think tank in East Jerusalem, says the Egyptian-Jordanian peace plan offers a way out of a deteriorating situation.
Violence tends to be a way of life nowadays in both societies because fear is crippling both of us and hate is increasing. And there is a sort of a denial. Once you deny the other, you take a risk to confront the other and not to accept his thesis or his position, neither his identity.
Foreign Minister Peres's trip today came despite increasing violence. A Palestinian security spokesman said Israel fired tank shells in two places in Gaza today, wounding several people, including an 11-year-old boy. Earlier, a car bomb exploded next to an Israeli school bus in the West Bank, but there were no injuries. Israeli police say they believe the car bomb was set off by a suicide bomber. Yesterday, an Israeli man was killed in a drive-by shooting in northern Israel, and Israeli troops shot dead a Palestinian activist in Bethlehem. Also yesterday, five Israeli teenagers in a Jewish settlement in Gaza were injured by Palestinian mortar fire. The attack came despite a public call by Arafat last week to stop firing mortars. Israeli officials say Arafat also promised President Bush that mortar attacks would cease. Arafat last night told his security chiefs to work to stop them. The violence comes as Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon faces tensions within his unity government. Hardliners such as Tourism Minister Rehavam Ze'evi have accused Sharon of capitulating to Arafat by sending Peres to Egypt and Jordan despite the violence. Political analyst Leslie Susser of the Jerusalem Report magazine says that Sharon and Peres have very different approaches to what Israel should do now.
There is very much a very interesting kind of dialogue going on between Peres and Sharon, with Peres trying to bring Sharon into re-engagement, setting up a new dynamic which will lead to the peace process being renewed, and Sharon perhaps wanting to use Peres as a fig leaf for a policy of not really taking the peace process anywhere, and Peres as a spokesman explaining Sharon's lack of political input. The question is which of these two men, both of them very canny operators, will succeed in bringing the other one over to his particular way of seeing the world.
Foreign Minister Peres will return to Israel to brief Sharon on his discussions in Egypt and Jordan. He will then fly to the United States, where he will hold talks with President Bush and Secretary of State Colin Powell. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.